Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking the presidential election and the partnership to fight chronic disease with Dr. John Packham and Jim Denton. Then we'll talk stadium funding with the pundits Marsha Birkbigler, Dory Guy, and Marlene Lockhart. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. John Packham. He's Director of Health Policy Research, and Jim Denton, spokesperson for the Nevada Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. Pleasure to have you both back on the program.
Thanks.
You've been gone a long time.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Very much welcome back. And I want to mention, of course, that the partnership has been a sponsor of the program for the last year, and we appreciate that. What do you think about the coverage of health issues in this election cycle? I mean, it seems like beyond Obamacare, it's been zero.
I think it's been awful and a real disservice to the voters because, unlike any presidential campaign in my lifetime, there's basically been no discussion of health policy issues or what the candidates propose to do. With the Affordable Care Act, there's been a little bit from the Clinton side, but largely repeal and replace has been the mantra from Donald Trump, and that doesn't constitute a plan.
And let me ask you this. I mean, is it even realistic to think that you could go to repeal and start all over again? I mean, with the effort it took to get this in place, don't you have to look at it like you did with Medicare and Social Security over the years, where you take something that is not working properly and you take the time to fix it over a period of time?
I would argue that it's as ludicrous as saying repeal and replace Medicare or the Veterans Health Administration.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I mean, they can't get a bill through Congress to fund the government. How in the world would they get a bill through to fund an entire completely new system for healthcare?
And I think also it's just the sheer level of disruption it would cause to insurance markets, to the hospital industry, to providers that are, you know, moving the health system in a lot of ways, some of it given a push by the Affordable Care Act, but changes that are already in place. I don't think any hospital administrator in this state would want to see us go back to where a quarter of the population was uninsured.
Yeah.
And those individuals were hitting our ERs and other parts of the health system in a way that was a you know, a financial and a public health disaster prior to the Affordable Care
Act. And don't forget, Sam, that we're talking about the most expensive thing that we spend money on in government. I mean, the health care system, when you talk about chronic disease, 86 cents of every dollar that we spend goes into the category of chronic disease. And this is billions and billions of dollars that we're spending. And when people talk about the Affordable Care Act, as John says, the one thing I still have not heard anyone say, I've had to repeal and replace or get rid of it and all this other stuff. What are you going to do with all the people that have a chronic disease or have a pre-existing condition? You can't roll the clock back now and say, you know what, we're going to go back to the old system, which is called, if you have a chronic disease, you're not going to have insurance, or you think your insurance is expensive now, wait until you only get to have insurance from one insurance company and they get to pick the price.
One of the other things that is very troubling is the number of companies like Aetna that are refusing to be a part of the marketplace now. They're pulling out of Nevada, for example. They're not even going to offer coverage anymore. So you're seeing these companies limited by, or people limited by the choice that they can even have.
And I think that that's one of the issues the candidates need to be addressing.
Yeah, I agree, I agree with that. I agree with that.
There are a number of shortcomings of in the private market and the way private plans have been subsidized, for example, through the exchange. There's enormous problems of network adequacy in Nevada and other parts of the country where you have skinny provider networks that, again, impede access to care when care is needed. They impede the treatment of and management of chronic diseases. And so, again, one more issue that I think the candidates need to speak to. I think they also need to be talking about how we're going to, again, try to stem health spending in this country and how they're going to make sure that Medicare is solvent when Jim and I become Medicare beneficiaries.
And, the fact is, again, what we're talking about here is we're not talking about small amounts of money here. I mean, the studies that we have on chronic disease, look at what we're looking at here in the state of Nevada. When you look at people John's age and my age and your age and older.
I'm much younger.
Okay, and much younger. the fact is that those people our age have, a vast majority of them have one or two, and in some cases three chronic diseases now, today. And, the price tag keeps growing on these things, that if we don't bring answers to these, it's going to make Obamacare look like a cheap proposition. The studies that we've looked at show that this is a billion-dollar price tag that the state of Nevada is going to be looking at going forward if we don't resolve this problem.
Yeah, it's not just federal budgets.
It's state budgets.
Medicare
well,
is
and
one
we're
of the
looking
biggest.
At what a $400 million shortfall in the state budget, and that's mainly due to Medicaid payments.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take a look at chronic diseases, if it keeps going the way it is, the one that really strikes me, 20 years ago, type 2 diabetes among children was a relatively rare thing. Okay. Today, one in three first graders will have diabetes as an adult, type 2 diabetes as an adult. That's the increase that's gone up, and you and I have talked about that. The increase that's gone up over the last, two decades is just absolutely shocking. And it's something we clearly need to address.
Okay, let's take a break, and we can talk about the causes of that and what might be done right after this time out.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
I spent many years as a nuclear missile launch officer. If the president gave the order, we had to launch the missiles. That would be it. I prayed that call would never come. Self-control may be all that keeps these missiles from firing.
I would bomb the shit out of them.
I want to be unpredictable.
I love war.
The thought of Donald Trump with nuclear weapons scares me to death. It should scare everyone.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
You've heard plenty about Joe Heck and the tax breaks he's voted for oil companies, and the millions the oil billionaire Koch brothers have spent to elect him. Bad enough. But Heck voted time and time again to limit Nevada solar, risking jobs and higher rates. For Nevada families, it's personal. Catherine Cortez Masto will expand clean energy solar jobs.
Catherine Cortez Masto will fight for Nevada families.
EDF Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue the conversation with Dr. John Packham and Jim Denton, both with the Nevada Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. So you're talking about type 2 diabetes. This is something that could be solved relatively easily if you have enough to fight the amount of advertising or marketing that goes towards the amount of sugar that is in the diets of Americans across the country.
Absolutely. I think there's things that can always be done in a clinical setting, whether it's better integration of primary care with specialty care and even behavioral health services. But there are a number of things that we can and should be thinking about upstream, and that is preventing the occurrence of the disease in the first place.
Can I just jump in here for a second?
Because one of the things that I think that strikes me so much is when I go into a place like Costco, and I look on the board there, and they now show the calorie content of the foods that they sell there. And I don't buy hot dogs at Costco anymore. That used to be a fun treat. But when you look at what's in them, and you go to restaurants, and they show you the calorie count and the sodium content and all the rest, I make decisions about what I'm going to eat in a restaurant based upon those numbers. And I think that's something that would be very beneficial to anybody who's a thinking person.
Well, let me give you even a better example of that. They have, along those lines, they have tortillas that are low-carb tortillas, which I use for the same reason. And, you know, if you go to these fast food places and you figure you're saving some carbs, which is a major contributor to these problems with diabetes because of the sugar content, if you look at the number of carbs in these tortillas, they're like 53, 63, 73 grams. And you think you're doing yourself a favor by not having the bun and doing all this stuff. And yet the tortilla wraps have significantly as many calories or carbs as the bread does. Whereas, you know, there's only a handful of places that sell low-carb tortillas, but, you know, it's one of the things that you can do. But, you know, the fact is, when it comes to diabetes, there are two things that have been proven to work, okay? Diet and exercise. If you eat right and exercise, you limit your chances tremendously of getting type 2 diabetes.
And you have lived this.
I have lived this, yeah. That's why I know about the low-carb tortillas.
Well, and taking it back to healthcare and healthcare policy, that's one of the things the candidates can and should be talking about.
Absolutely.
And that is, what can the system do, whether it's the reimbursement of providers, whether it's improving the exchange of information, whether it's through electronic health record across providers. We know that those are important elements and parts of the puzzle that need to be figured out if we're ever going to, again, kind of move some of those preventive steps a little further upstream rather than waiting until these become full-blown
and that's one of the messages that we're here today, what, 27 days before the election. When these candidates for president and other offices, particularly for president, ask for your vote, ask them what they're going to do about this issue. what they're going to do about the health care issue, what they're going to do about chronic disease before you vote for them.
Let me also ask you this, which is, you know, the concern that we just don't have enough physicians in the state of Nevada. I mean, you go to an urgent care, you're going to see a physician's assistant. You're not going to see a physician.
Sam, you remember when I ran the campaign for the when we had the OBGYN crisis here a decade ago, when women in the state could not find an OBGYN, they had to go out of state to find one. I mean, I recall when I held a press conference and I told the media, I said, you know, guys, I have women calling my office asking me if I could give them a recommendation for an OBGYN. And I remember saying that, I got to tell you, when you're asking me for a recommendation for an OBGYN, you're asking, we have a problem. And I tell that story because we're headed in the same direction.
Yeah, and I think we're actually making progress as a state. You've seen public support and dollars, importantly, going to the building of the new medical school.
Well, that helps.
You're also seeing, I think, equally important, the governor and the legislature committing to funding graduate medical education. My mantra has always been, if you not only educate them at the undergraduate level, but make sure they do their residency and fellowship training in Nevada, they're more likely to stay.
But that's the trick to get them to stay here. That is the trick.
I think we're addressing workforce issues and more attuned to those than we were a decade or so ago.
We have about a minute left here. One of the issues that comes up to me with doctors all the time as I see them is that they are just being bogged down by the computer paperwork, as it were, that every day that things that used to be their assistant's job, that they would just say, okay, I've seen the patient, this is what needs to be done. Now they have to go in and use the computers themselves to do all this work. And it's driving them crazy.
It's driving burnout. It's driving people fleeing the profession. I've seen one study where some physicians spend almost half of their time entering data in their electronic health record and so forth, and every minute of every hour that you spend on that is less time you're spending with patients and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and that's providing care.
Well, that's where we have to leave it. But thank you very much for coming in, and we appreciate the work you guys have been doing. And we'll see where this goes after the election. I hope you keep up the energy on this. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
I spent many years as a nuclear missile launch officer. If the president gave the order we had to launch the missiles, that would be it. I prayed that call would never come. Self-control may be all that keeps these missiles from firing.
I would bomb the out of them.
I want to be unpredictable.
I love war.
The thought of Donald Trump with nuclear weapons scares me to death. It should scare everyone.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Spectrum is redefining what a cable company can be with the very best in TV, internet, and voice service. With Spectrum, there's no limit to what you can do. Superior HD picture and sound makes it easy to get lost in your favorite shows. And with the Spectrum TV app, you can watch live TV on your mobile devices anywhere in your home. Watch TV anytime for just $29.99 a month. Call 844-882-2999. Spectrum turns your internet on full blast with speeds at 60 megabits per second with no data caps and a free modem. Just $29.99 a month. And Spectrum Voice gives you reliable, unlimited nationwide calling, plus unlimited calling to Canada, Puerto Rico, and more. Just $29.99 a month with no added taxes or fees like the phone company charges. The most HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts. Get the power of Spectrum TV, internet, and voice service. Call 844-882-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. Marsha Birkbigler is here, Washoe County Commissioner, Dory Guy with Emerge Nevada, and Marlene Lockhart, the Lockhart Group. So, special session. We get the stadium funding passed through the Senate with a two-thirds majority. I have a couple of questions, and I want to see if I can get answers here.
Okay.
So, there's $400 million for the Convention Center expansion, but the Convention Center expansion in Las Vegas was supposed to be $1.2 billion. So where is the other $800 million coming from down the road? That question really wasn't raised. And then Bob Beers on Facebook raised the issue of it's $750 million from the state towards the stadium, but it's like a mortgage, this bonding, that eventually you'll pay $1 billion in interest. Mm-hmm. So it's really $1,750,000. I lay those on the table.
Wow.
And I let you go.
Well, you know, from my perspective, as a Washoe County Commissioner, the biggest thing that worries me is that it's being mandated by the legislature for the county to put this in place rather than optional for the county to put it in place. And that sets in my mind precedent that they could do that to us at some time in the future, which I am gravely concerned about. Where the money's going to come from, we all know these type of stadiums, although they have some benefits, they are not financial benefits, and they never really pay for themselves. So the question is, here's the question that really gets me. If the state legislature mandates that the county must raise their property tax and build the stadium, raise their room tax and build the stadium, what happens if the Raiders don't come here?
Well, they say that the stadium will not be built if the Raiders do.
That's
not
what I found.
I mean, the governor's made that very clear.
Okay.
And I guess there is a piece of this that says that there will be money for funding for a UNLV stadium of smaller size if the Raiders don't agree to come.
That's as I understand it, but I have not read the bill, so I can't speak to any of the specifics in the bill. But in testimony, I did hear that the UNLV football team would be required to pay $250,000 per game to play in the new stadium.
Uh-huh. It will be their rent.
That will be their rent, yeah.
Per game.
Per right. game. I think, though, the question that I'm asking is, if the state is mandating that this room tax be increased and the Raiders don't come, okay, the stadium doesn't get built, but does the room taxes still get increased? Because this is a legislative mandate now, rather than an option for the county commission to vote on. That's the part of this that concerns me.
So you believe that there's potential that if the Raiders don't come and the stadium doesn't get built, that tax would still be in place?
Well, if the state's mandating, if the state legislature mandates that it be done, are they then going to rescind that mandate once the session begins? I mean, because otherwise the mandate's there.
There's way, way too many questions that need to be answered at this point. You know, ultimately, I think we all know who's going to pay for it, and it's not going to be just the room tax. Somewhere along the line, we're going to have a situation where taxpayers are going to have to pay for it.
Marcia, you're nodding your head for people that are listening on the radio.
I'm sorry, but that's what concerns me also, mm-hmm. is that at what stage do we say, okay, we've got ourselves into this mess, now how do we get out of it?
I did watch the hearings, and I have to say that Washoe County should be very proud of newly appointed State Senator Julie Ratty. She asked very pointed, probing questions, and based on what she heard and based on her analysis of the bill, she voted no yesterday, and she laid out the top five reasons why she was voting no. And I think, I hope the Assembly really listens to what she had to say and asks, they did amend the bill on the Senate side, and so it'll be slightly changed before the Assembly. But there are, I think, a number of outstanding questions, and some of the provisions that were added in, I'm not sure, are of the magnitude to really make taxpayers feel comfortable about.
Well, it was all done so quickly, too. I mean, this is something I think there should have been a lot more discussion on. And like you, I really applaud Julia for some of the questions that she brought up. She's an incredible lady. But
all right, so I want to go back to my two questions. So where's the other $800 million coming from? for the expansion of the convention center, which everybody except Las Vegas Sands feels is needed. And it was only when the Raiders came on board into the discussion that all the other casino properties came on board, because Jan Jones was on this program back in June, and she was not in favor of the stadium until I brought up the Raiders, and then a gleam came in her eye, and, you know, there was a different attitude that was obviously given out during her testimony. So
I haven't read the bill. In fact, haven't even been to Carson City, which I say with a smile on my face. So I really don't know what it says in the bill. But as you know, it must be funded. So they can't pass this legislation and say this is going to happen unless they've got the funding in place. So somewhere in this whole process that you're your question is going to be answered.
Well, we're inviting Julia Ratti to be on the program
next
week.
She's fabulous, by the way.
You will encourage her to
She was a great city councilwoman.
Unless it's 2 seconds, we're out of time.
Well, I think all of this begs the question of the other really vital services this state needs.
And that's where we have to leave it. And we will continue. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Got a car? Got a title? Turn them into cash with Title Max.
I got $1,000.
$2,500.
$10,000. Title Max accepts all makes, all models, and you can get your cash in as little as 30 minutes. Title Max has competitive rates in over 1,200 locations. Next time you need cash, take your title to Title Max and say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Our next president faces daunting challenges in a dangerous world. Iran promoting terrorism, North Korea threatening, ISIS on the rise, Libya and North Africa in chaos. Hillary Clinton failed every single time as Secretary of State. Now she wants to be president. Hillary Clinton doesn't have the fortitude, strength, or stamina to lead in our world. She failed as Secretary of State. Don't let her fail us again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
It's Thanksgiving in October at Home Solutions at Ace. Come in and get your new dining set at a reduced price. Save anywhere from 10 to 50% now through October 31st. Get this American-made Simmons sofa and loveseat. Now just $5.99 for the whole set. And we're extending our buy one, get one free recliner sale from Best Furniture. Home Solutions at Ace also has a complete mattress department with in-stock economical Pro Comfort mattress queen sets starting at just $299. Only at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
I needed them when my car broke down.
I needed them on a Saturday.
When I needed to keep the lights on.
When he broke his arm.
When my pipe broke.
For just 3 days.
Check City. Short-term loans, installment and title loans, check cashing and gold buying.
I just needed them for a couple of weeks.
I needed them at night.
To avoid bouncing a check.
Check City, when you need cash.
On our next broadcast, Nevada State Controller Ron Connect. We'll see you later.